There's still a lot to learn about the Aleutian tern, but what Yakutat residents do know is that the seabirds return every spring.
We have one of the southernmost known and one of the largest known breeding colonies of Aleutian terns.
Susan Ohlers is a Forest Service biologist and one of the Yakutat Tern Festival's organizers.
So we decided we wanted to have a birding festival highlighting the Aleutian terns as well as the other natural and cultural resources here in Yakutat.
The Tern Festival began about 2 years ago. The idea was to bring more people to Yakutat between the spring steelhead season and the early summer salmon run. This year's event runs May 30th to June 2nd. It attracts birdwatchers from around the state in the lower 48, but Ohlers says it's not all about birds.
It's a very family-friendly festival. It's for birders and non-birders, so we have field trips that's looking at birds, but also just all of the great scenery we have here, like the Hubbard Glacier and Russell Fjord and getting out into the bay. So looking at birds, but, you know, just also kind of sightseeing and hiking.
Bird banding and calling sessions are among the events planned for teenagers and younger kids. The festival has a focus on Alaska Native culture and will include performances by Yakutat's Mount St. Elias dancers. Tlingit carver Doug Chilton is the festival's featured artist. Authors and language experts Richard and Nora Marks-Downhauer are the keynote speakers. Festival field trips will take birders to the Aleutian Tern's breeding grounds, but they won't get too close.
They are sensitive to disturbance, so we keep a distance from where they're nesting, but, you know, you can still get a pretty close-up view of them and, you know, possibly even be able to see one on a nest.
The festival's trademark bird is one of three types of terns living in Alaska. The Aleutian tern also lives in eastern Siberia. Researchers are studying Yakutat's colony to learn more about population trends, nesting, and migration patterns. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.